With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the district attorney prosecuting Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case delivered fiery testimony in court. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis took the witness stand to defend herself from efforts to remove her from Trump's case, and she angrily pushed back against what she described as lies about her romantic relationship with a special prosecutor. During testimony, Willis was often combative and defiant. Trump's attorneys want Willis removed as the lead prosecutor in hopes that a trial could be delayed or abandoned altogether. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The White House has confirmed that it is monitoring a new Russian anti-satellite weapon, which it said is being developed but not yet deployed, calling it troubling but not an immediate threat to anyone's safety. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the emerging weapon cannot directly cause destruction on Earth, but the U.S. is still concerned.
I don't want to minimize the potential here for disruption should there be an anti-satellite capability of any significance. It could affect services here on Earth. There's no question about that. That's why we are taking this so seriously.
Kirby says the weapon violates the 1967 Outer Space Treaty, which prohibits the deployment in space of nuclear weapons or other weapons of mass destruction. House Republicans will hold a public hearing next month with a special counsel who found evidence that President Biden had mishandled classified information when he was out of office, but also concluded that criminal charges were not warranted. The House Judiciary Committee, chaired by Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, will hold a special hearing with Special Counsel Robert Hur on March 12th. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 348 points. This is SRN News. Religious persecution often takes the form of killing and injuring, but it's more to it than that. In a growing number of places, Christians are being driven out of their homes because of what they believe.
We see trends of displaced people who are displaced for their faith. You see it in Armenia, where 120,000 Armenian Christians were pushed out of Azerbaijan just within a matter of days.
Dr. David Curry is president of Global Christian Relief.
You have India, which is really surprising, where you had over 62,000 people who, because they were Christian, attacked by extremist Hindu nationalist mobs, were pushed out of their homes.
Displaced people typically lose all their possessions and their jobs as they flee to distant areas, becoming refugees inside their own country. Millions of persecuted Christians have been displaced around the globe. This is SRN News. Correspondent Seth Sutel reports it's another record breaker for Wall Street.
Stocks rose to another record following some mixed reports on the economy. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Thursday, surpassing the all-time high it set last week. The Dow added 348 points. That's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.3%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market after a report showed that sales at U.S. retailers weakened last month by more than economists had expected. That helped bolster hopes for cuts to interest rates from the Federal Reserve later this year. Wells Fargo jumped after a regulator removed a consent order on it. The regulator said the bank had done enough to correct a toxic culture after years of scandals. Seth Sutel, New York.
TripAdvisor gained 9.2% after reporting stronger results for the latest quarter than analysts expected. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.